League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again, after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please!
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Yes, it's Sports and Akali, and this week I was joined by the incredible Abracadabra. This man has a career that spans nearly 10 years. He broke into the scene with a huge song called Robbery, and he's still robbing the game, full of its benefits and fruits. I really enjoyed this conversation. This is Abracadabra. This is Thoughts and Akali, and you're listening to Post.
Aaron, what's happening, Al? You all right, fella? Hey. Seatbelt, please. He's saying big A, man. How you been?
Telling me, family.
A long time, man.
Come on, man.
Do you know what I like about you? I only see you when it's money time.
Hold on, man. Work mode.
Hold on, hold on. Is that peak?
Let me get Abs's key, please. And the man I'm not gonna follow behind, innit?
No worries.
Security.
Oh yeah, you're not gonna follow us. Yeah. PK, come on, man. Show them you're over here, man.
Oh, what? I'm over here. Hey, when's my episode, though, man? Come on, man. What? I haven't done enough now.
You need a bit more subs on the stream.
The main character, Tom. Where's the main
character?
Next week,
I'm going to go harder, bro.
You need some more subs on the stream, my boy.
Next week, I'm going to go harder.
Nah, we got you. When you're ready. Yeah, nah. Big Al. So, yeah, like, one of my favorite things about you is I only see you when it's time to make money, boy. You're not even, like...
I'll pop out sometimes, you get me? But, bro... I think I got social anxiety or something, man.
Yeah.
You know, like before I touch out, I think about it like 20 times before I come out, man.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I'm just used to being around just Milo, innit?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm in public and that's like, bruv, bare eyes and that.
Staring
at you, you get me, bro?
Yeah, no, I feel you. We're going to talk about your upbringing in a minute, but before we go over there, like, I feel like Abracadabra is like the most Ghanaian rapper name you could have made. Like, when you was coming up with your rap name, what made you go for Abracadabra?
You know what's mad? I never gave myself that name.
Okay.
Yeah. Obviously, everyone called me Abs based off of my real name, innit? Like, growing up.
Yeah.
And the ends and that. Then, when man started making music, man's manager at the time was like, bro, you're just making magic. Like, it was just one of them days I've made a rhythm and he's writing the rhythm. He's saying, bro, you're just making magic, bro. And he's like, man's going to call you Abracadabra. But I'm saying, what are you fucking dumb, bro? What do you mean, fam? Like, he's like, bro, watch. It's going to go off, watch. Then I've put out my first song, on some brother from the ends had, like, a YouTube channel, you get me? Like, Tunnel Vision.
Yeah.
You get me? Put out my first song. Just put it out as Abs, innit?
Yeah.
And one day, bro, I swear to you, bro, one day I've gone and looked here. I think this is after I've released a few songs. I've gone and looked and all my shit's changed to Abracadabra, bro. So Pierce Manager's like, yo, what are you doing? He's like, bro, I told you, bro, watch. And then believe, like, after that, I just seen some mad views. He's just going off and that, like. And then it just stuck, bro. So, you know, like, even when people are chatting to me and they're calling me Abra and that, like, I'm saying, bro, I don't like that, you know. Obviously, if you don't know me, I just let you run through with it. But nobody don't call me that.
Nobody don't call me that.
I hate that, bro, you get me? But it's a blessing at the same time. It was like a clickbait thing. It's like, you hear the type of music that man makes and then you hear a man called Abracadabra and you're thinking, well, who the fuck's this guy? Yeah, like,
yeah, it's like your artist name. Stage name.
Yeah, so then I feel like it made them go and tune in and that.
And you know what? That actually is like very representative of the type of personality you have, because in real life, you are like one of the most undiverous people or artists that I've ever met. Yeah. As in, you're like, I've never seen you walk into a place and expect to be treated a certain type of way. Sometimes I even forget. I feel like you even forget that you are an artist. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like man's. I think it's a blessing and a curse. Man's too content. You get?
Yeah.
Where I'm coming from to where I've reached now, that man's happy. You get it? Peace and You get what I'm saying, bro? Not living at ends no more, man. Like. So, you know, like, I'm just happy that I've gone from where I come from to where I am now. So, I don't know, I'm just, in a way, it's like, I'm just so fixated that I've done it that I'm just good with that.
Yeah.
You get me? So, whatever comes with it after comes with it. I've basically, what I wanted to achieve, I achieved. You get me? I wanted to get my mum out of the ends, not get myself out of there. Like, I'm getting to the situations I used to get into, whatnot. So, that was the goal for me, you get me? Then I think everything else is a bonus.
Like, that's crazy, because you can, if you like follow your journey as an artist, you can actually tell that's your vibe, yeah, based on the explanation you've just given. Because yeah, you're never there consistently.
Yeah,
it's
no,
like, it's like, do you know what I feel like you do? And I could be wrong, yeah?
Yeah.
You'll come in the game, you'll do something, generate peas.
Yeah.
Then I reckon you might look at the bank account and you'll be like, yeah, man, I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you'll just disappear for a bit. Then you might see it. Obviously, we all have to work every day, innit? This is life. We're all human. You know what I'm saying? And you're like, yeah, I need to go work again. You know what I'm trying to say? And I feel like that's how it feels like to be a supporter of you, kind of thing. You know what I mean?
It is. It's like, you see, I'm not a spender like that as well. You get me?
Yeah.
I don't know where it is. I just don't spend like that. You get me? So, see that, when I see that stuff accumulating, it makes me happy, you get me, bro?
Yeah.
But the music, the reason why I take breaks like that, yeah, obviously I had one, two situations, you get me? I had a situation, I lost over like £1 million, you get me?
How?
So, like through like management and stuff, man's manager done something funny, you get me, bro? With like advances and stuff like that.
How? You gotta go into detail, bro. £1 million, a lot of money, man.
Yeah, it's basically that, boom, like, I got my pattern going on with ADA and whatnot. That's my peoples, you get me? They do me proper, like family. Obviously, at the time, and man's leaving like the financial stuff in that man's manager's hand, you get me? But that's another thing as well. You know, in this thing, you live and you learn. Where I told you, like, where a man's too content is a blessing and a curse. So where papers is being made, I'm not spending like that, you get me? So I'm not preying certain things, but a man was basically getting advances behind my back. So, say man's music does like a 70 bags this month, and it does just another 70 next month, and the next 70, then you know that's going towards your recoup, innit? Donnie would just go and tell them, yo, yeah, let me get another 300 bags. But I'm not knowing this, you get me? I've preed this through fucking breakdowns, bro, like on emails and shit. You know, like ADA, they always send man things on man's email and that to let man know how everything's going. But, bro, like, there's a column that I never ever clicked, and I didn't think I could click it. It's so funny, bro. Like, when I tell people sometimes, they don't believe me, bro. There's a column that I never clicked. I didn't think I could click it. You get me? My new manager's told me, pre that thing. And this is when he started working with me. He's like, yo, AD, fuck with you, you know? I'm saying, yeah, no, naturally, that's my people still. But he's like, nah, Dave, rock with you. Like, I'm looking at your advances, and I'm saying, how are you seeing that? Like, and he's like, yeah, click that thing top right. I'm saying, blood, I've seen this for a time. I've never clicked this, you know? Bro, you see, when I clicked that, bro, yeah, it was a mental show. I clicked that, I couldn't believe what I was seeing, fam. I was like, man, like, I don't remember troubling none of this money here. When did I ask for this? You get me? So then when I'm going over it and that, like, it was like mad papers, bro, over at M, you get me?
Wow, that's crazy.
And that's including, like, certain times, like a show papers might come in, you get me? I just leave it with Donnie, like, yeah, hold that. But I'm not ever seeing that back, you know what I'm saying? And it's my family at the same time, you get me? So it was a mad situation, bro.
How'd you deal with a situation like that?
Bro, like, it's mad, bro. You get me? It's like, if I focus on stuff like that, then it's not really going to do me no good, you know what I'm saying?
Because obviously you've done all this work, yeah, used all your talent to actually change your life, and now you're presented with a situation which might almost take you back.
Yeah.
Possibly even worse than where you came from.
Literally,
because now it's with somebody you actually trusted.
Yeah, fam. So, you know, like, well, I just looked at it like, it's a test. You know, before, I've noticed in my life, yeah, before something good happens to me, yeah, something bad happens. A few bad things happen, and then all of a sudden everything just goes good again. Obviously, man, just stick to man's prayers, you get me? And just like, everything happens for a reason, you get me?
Yeah. And is this something that happened recently or more towards the robbery first couple years times?
No, no, this happened like recently, still a year ago.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Literally, yeah, literally. It's like a year ago, you get me?
Like, this is all jiggy jiggy on deck money and all that?
All of them things. There,
no way, this is jiggy jiggy on deck money. That's crazy.
And it's like, bro, basically, what it is always, man's habits what basically help, man. You get me? Where man ain't got mad bad habits and like that. Ain't got no crazy spending habits and shit, so that's what saved man from being in a situation, you get me?
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, I just looked at them thing there like, bro, it's a lesson, you get what I'm saying?
Nah,
I thought that I trusted too much, you feel me?
I'm kind of scared of you a little bit, you know, because this is like the fourth time you talk about your spending habits. Now, if I was your brethren, are you the tightest man in the clique? Because the way you're saying, no. You're not letting it go.
No, man, it's not.
You're
like, the... You see where it is? When it's time for us to go have a good time and that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're lively, you get me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When it's important stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you ain't got no vices. You're not like, I need to go buy these new Louis crepes today because they came out yesterday.
Bro, I bet like, you know my things more trackies and that.
Yeah,
better tracksuits, bro. You get me? I just like stuff that I'm comfortable with. Remember, I don't really go out too much like that.
Yeah.
You get me? So, yeah, when it comes to that spending habits, it's like expensive clothes and that, mad bottles in the club and that. Certain times I do it, you get me? Obviously, naturally, when you're in the club, drinks flowing, you lose yourself certain times, you get me? But I don't make it a mad habit.
You know what I'm saying?
As much as I could have.
Yeah.
And it's not even that I don't want to, it's just, I don't know, maybe man's getting old or something. Man's not as excited for those things there as I was before.
Yeah.
See, before, man would want to go out all the time and, yeah, outside and that, whatnot. But, you know, as man's getting older, bro, everything's peaceful, bro.
Yeah, it's more
quiet, you get me?
I want to tell you a secret, something that you might not know before, but it's about generating money, actually.
Mm.
Basically, there was one time me and Link Up TV was going at it.
Yeah,
so you got to remember, I've lost my channel. I come back trying to get it cracking again. Link Up TV and SBTV got more numbers than me, yeah? But Link Up, this is Link Up TV, like, most stack.
Yeah, patterning.
Like, who else is on there? You know that era?
Yeah.
Missed.
Yeah.
First tune. Like, it was going off over there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was still building or whatever. And I remember actually, like, Conan's my brethren, yeah?
Yeah.
And one time I see him put out a clip, like, last night in LA. And I was just bantering with him. I was like, yo, I'll send you X amount for this video.
Yeah.
It wasn't crazy peas.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it wasn't nothing any, like, no one was offering peas for this. For so reason, it's like, if someone just says to you, yo, abs, spud me, I'll give you £10. You probably spud him in it. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So he spudded me for £10, basically.
Yeah.
But it wasn't £10.
Yeah,
I didn't know what I was doing. So anyway, that video came about. And then what happened was, it was actually mad. I've sent him the £10, but then I've accidentally sent the £10 twice. Yeah. So anyway, I'll try to get the second £10 back, but Cones ain't sent the second £10 back. Like, there's just bare, it's just long. Anyway, a year goes past, and I realise, raw, the £10 I spent, I made back more. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that was like an accidental one. Yeah. Boom. So cool. You've gone and done your black box, yeah?
Mm.
And then I remember this was like the biggest thing in the streets.
Yeah.
Like the robbery freestyle, yeah? Now you turned it into, I know you done an original video that was somewhere else, and then you'd got the remix video with Krept and Conan.
Yeah.
It's just looking too loud. This is looking like the biggest thing.
Yeah.
This actually, it was the biggest thing that year.
Yeah.
It was the biggest thing that year. I said, you know what? I'm not going to miss out on this, yeah?
Yeah.
So I'm saying to the, I've hit up Krept and Conan, you know, my friends. And I'm like, yo.
Yeah.
But obviously you're the young, but you're coming up, innit? So I'm like, yo, I beg you chat to homeboy and see if we can upload it through the channel.
Yeah.
They're like, yo, like, I was thinking, why are you talking to me like this, friend? You know what I'm saying? Like, what you saying, post? Obviously, they're remembering the spud in the £10 thing, innit? Oh, you lot want... So, all right, cool. So then, next thing I know, it's like, apparently, Rashid is jumping into the, to the bidding war.
I remember that store.
Do you get it? So then, now, I'm in Costco, yeah? Getting some laundry detergent. It's me, Rashid, and Crept on the phone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm saying £10. Rashid's saying 12.
Yeah.
I'm saying 13. But I'm going in and I'm fancy, yeah? And we like to spend it, yeah?
Yeah.
Rashid is Ugandan. You get what I'm saying? There's going to be a point he's going to say, nah.
Yeah, I'm done.
I'm going to die on this hill. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I've got to die on this hill. Anyway, so I went all the way to the extreme end of the hill.
Mm.
And I remember you lot come to the office for the first time. This is the first time GRM's ever bought a video, like, officially.
Man.
Like I said, that Conan thing was... It was a experiment.
Yeah.
It was a matter of chance. Yeah. It happened by accident. You get what I'm saying? And then, obviously, you guys came in. Obviously, you got your money that day.
Yeah.
We got our upload that day. I think at the time the video came out, it was, like, the biggest 24 hours.
Yeah, it was madness, bro.
Like, it was going off, like... You know, like when you actually, sometimes you spend money and it don't seem like money well spent.
Yeah.
That was it. And you see the rest of that year, and obviously there's artists probably watching this thinking, oh, GRM just bought all their videos. No, that's not what happened.
Yeah.
There'd be like certain moments.
Where it's like, yeah, you got to capture this.
Yeah, yeah, that I would not miss out on. Do you get what I'm trying to say? And you were the first moment I said, nah. Yeah.
Trust me, man. Man's honored to be a part of that. That was a big moment for me. I'm not going to lie. That was mental for me. Even going into the GRM building that day, there was, man, thinking, never was in the GRM building, and like, it was crazy still.
You
I remember when Bro and that was telling me, yo, what? I'm gonna get some bread. I'm saying, money? Well, for music, sure. I say, yeah, come here, let me see what's going on.
And to be clear, Krebs and Conan never took a penny of that money.
No,
they just bust you.
They just literally just gave man the bread.
Yeah.
Literally, they didn't take 1p.
Yeah,
like,
that's how they do their bredgings, you know. Nah. Everybody watching. Do you get what I'm saying? We're friends to this day.
Nah, trust me, them man, like, serious family, bro.
Yeah, yeah, you get
me? Trust me, see, like, that's family. Like, them man showed man the way, you get me?
Yeah, no, 100%. And, yeah, I was actually going to say, like, I even remember that day you had zero people skills. I was there to, like, oh, I'm like, I think he hates us, you know. But you know what it is? It's so mad because, you know, like, obviously even myself, like, it's taken me, like, 100 years to be able to communicate how I feel about things or actually just being... Because obviously, like you said, like, sometimes you could be out, people have misconceptions of you, think this way about you, think that way about you.
Yeah.
It's, like, not always a controlled environment, do you get what I'm trying to say? And then you have to, like, keep growing... To be able to actually allow yourself to be yourself in a safe environment. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah,
so you might not even be expressing what you want to express. You might get the money. You're not even saying big up. You're just like looking at niggas like,
yeah, bro.
Next time I want more.
Trust me, bro. Trust me. You know what it is? That's what I'm saying. This thing's about progress, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's taught man a lot over the years.
Yeah.
So you see sometimes when people's like, they're on me like, bro, you don't release no music and that, like, I'm saying I'm kind of still stuck in a trance, like I'm even still doing this, like, this is still a madness for me, you know, like flying out doing shows and stuff like that, or people shouting me, yeah, you got a shoot, hey, we got some money for you, like, all that stuff is still, like, it's not like it's new, but it's like, man can't believe it, bro.
Yeah.
And man's coming up to nearly 10 years in this industry now, like, when I'm actually checking it, you get me?
And nobody has done it like you. I'm going to tell you why nobody's done it like you. You see me, yeah, in 2025, or in any year, actually, I've been part of the music business. Let's just say, all right now we're on Roman Road, yeah?
Mm.
Let's just say I had an artist called Roman.
Mm.
Yeah? Roman has come out and he's got the biggest song in the UK in rap music right now.
Yeah?
Roman's next single has to be Roman.
Yeah.
Roman's third single has to be Roman. Roman's fourth single has to be Roman. Either it has to be Roman or it has to be a name with Roman that's bigger than Roman.
Yeah?
Bro, what you've done, I have never seen somebody do it and exist 10 years later. You know what you've done?
Yeah.
You done about 10 videos back to back with your friends that nobody knew. After robbery,
yeah.
I'm looking at your campaign and I'm thinking, what's he doing?
Yeah.
Like, you're here, you're meant to be going there, certify it all, then do this. Next video, you're doing it with your brethren from here, your brethren from there, your brethren from there, your brethren from there. And the reason why I'm saying that, your career is not similar to a lot of people's is because you've done all that, what you did there. Then you've had a second one, and you're about to have a third one again, 10 years later. Do you get what I'm trying to say? And that's what I really admire about you, because even though that's not something that I would have done personally, if I was you, I admire the fact that you were able to do it. Now, at the time when you was doing that, what was you thinking?
I don't know, bro, man. I used to do some stuff that you wouldn't do at man's level. Like, bro, I'd go, there's certain times when I would get like a cash in hand for a show or something. You know, after the show's done, I'm handing out bread and that, like, to the end of that, man, just hit a move, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it was just, you know, like, me and my brethren was just, at the end, doing a show. Let's make more songs so we can all do this together. Because what I used to pray is, man will go to the show, they'll go crazy for the man them naturally. But they see me and go super bonkers, you get me? But I used to think, I want all of us to have this type of vibe, you get me?
Mm.
So I think that's what, man, kind of like subconsciously just went through. Anything to do with the man them, I was trying to push it. But I wouldn't say that's the right thing to do, you get me?
I think it was super admirable. Because sometimes it's like you're meant to make your spot certified and then you're able to do it.
Yeah.
But it's like you just, it's like, let's just say Spice Girls, fuck it, you might never know this song. Let's just say Spice Girls come out with If You Want to Be My Lover Today, biggest tune on the roads, Now the next song, and she's doing it with her next door neighbor or this or that.
Yeah.
It's kind of like,
what are you doing?
Do you get what I'm trying to say? Because we don't know you yet.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? That's why it's admirable, bro.
I feel like it was out of like just man's heart and not knowing no better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, man's never been in that situation before, so man's just running with it, bro. I'm just saying, yo, this is a chance for us to all get the fuck out of it. You get me?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, nah, super. I think it's proper admirable, man. And I think that's a testament to the type of person you are still not even actually being consistently around for 10 years, but still being such a presence. I don't think there's a phone that you couldn't call.
Well, that's why I got love for the fans. They keep running afloat. You get me?
Yeah.
They're always waiting, bro. They're always waiting. And at the same time, when I take them breaks, I do it because, you see, when I've done that whole 2020 period, just
on
deck type of songs and that, you know, I'm not doing that on purpose, innit? I'm subconsciously stuck in that. Like, you know, like, I go in the studio and I'm subconsciously making the same type of song or the same type of vibe, you get me? So then when man's doing that, I actually have to stop, not go studio or nothing and just listen to different types of music. And half of the time I'm not even listening to UK music. More time I'm listening to, like, Afro beats or dancehall, you get me? And then I got the odd ones and twos there. But it's like, man got to take man's time out to take in different sounds. And then when I go in the studio, bro, I make some shit that I didn't think I can make. You get me?
Yeah.
So more time than breaks as well. That's why I take them breaks. It's like, I don't want to keep making the same types of songs. I'm just trying to explore, you know, like, every type of musical sound that's within man's power. You get me? I don't feel like man's fully tapped into what I can really, really do. You get it? So I'm trying to see the other avenues man can go down and that.
Your 2021 was my favourite run because it was just like so unexpected.
Yeah.
You know, like, when you're the centre of attention, especially in music, at a certain stage, it's always difficult to get that level when it's, you know, when people are very excited about you, it's almost impossible to reach that level of excitement again. Do you get what I'm trying to say? And you was like super, super on fire that year. Everything that you was doing was hitting.
Yeah.
And obviously as well, it just looked really good because obviously your crew, especially with like the OFBs and the headies and it just looked strong.
One, innit? You get
yeah,
me?
Yeah, it just looks strong.
It looks
strong.
Like it's all one, so that's what man's trying to keep. You get me? I feel like the movement we got, man, ain't really seen it like that. You get me? I've seen stuff like it, but like, not the way the man them's doing it.
Yeah. Obviously, you and Heady are the most prominent, you know, musical names in music from Tottenham in your generation.
Yeah.
Obviously, you got goats like Skepta, JME.
Yeah, naturally.
North Star.
Yeah.
All those people that came before. But in this generation, it's definitely you and Heady, yeah?
Yeah, 1,000,000%.
Now, what was you lot's relationship like growing up?
Growing up, like...
Or did you more bond once your musical, you'd blown up, or was this always your friend as well?
No, growing up, like, in the ends, H weren't my brethren on the block like that. Like, we, you know, like, we all ended up meeting up, like, over the journeys, innit?
Yeah.
Me? Like, me and Kush went to school together. Obviously, my auntie's shops on the block and that, whatnot. My cousins and that live on the block. So, I would go around there all the time and that, whatnot, play football. And I'll back up into, like, my other brethrens and that, like, Kush, Cash, Lamin, like all the others, you get me? Then obviously H kept on going jail as well when we was at, when we was all teenagers, you get me? So he would come out, we'll be outside together for a bit, then he's straight back in, you get me? So then, yeah, over the years, like, we all just built a mad bond, like, literally. And you know, like, naturally, everyone's on the same estate and that, so it's like, it was always gonna go one way, you get me?
Yeah, no, that's sick. It's sick to see you guys still successful to this day and doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Obviously, PK Humble, his first mention we ever knew about PK Humble is when he phoned you, said he got a movie.
Yeah.
Now, when you lot was young, was PK Humble part of this whole movie business? Because now we see PK Humble doing, like, sick things in the entertainment world. Yeah. You know what I'm trying to say? This guy fucking plays football like Maradona in the 80s. He's on the stream doing Kaisen, he's on what's it called, Netflix, doing reality shows and all that, and it's like impressive to see how far he's come as an individual, coming from where you guys come from as well, to be himself. So, because I don't feel like everybody from a bad place has to be like just portray badness all the time. Do you know what I'm trying to say? So it's actually very refreshing to see somebody from your estate or from where you've grown up actually just like showing people like you can just get money in a like yourself, being 100% yourself. Do you know what I'm saying? How proud of you are of him? No, are
super,
you
super proud, bro? Super proud. It's the best outcome I could think of, especially for me and him, you get me?
Yeah,
because trust me, that's my dog. So you know, when I see bro doing these things, I'm saying, right, and I kind of knew already though that like he was gonna pop off like one way or another, you get me? The guy's, his personality is mad, so like from when we was young, you get me? That's what I'm saying. In the ends, it's like, you know, them estates and whatnot and the football pitches and that, they build like some mad characters and that, bro. And then it all puts different people together, you get me? And then you get something like us lot, you know what I'm saying? It's like, man, the reason why I'm proud of him as well, he didn't get distracted the way that man did growing up. Man more, like, I kind of cared what you thought about me. You know what I'm saying? Peace thing was more, bro, like, I don't care, bro, about that. Bother me and find out kind of thing. You get it, like? But his thing was just progression, bro. I could just see, bro, this guy's thing's just different, bro. He don't follow the crowd, fam. You get me? Like, he's always just been his own man, fam. And then, yeah, man, like, it's working out for him today. And the people, them actually, they rock with him fully. It's his personality, you know, like, you don't see that stuff with people like us, you get me? Like, you don't see them two mix. So when you see him doing his fuckery around, man, and that, and you see, like, the man them letting slide or whatnot, it's, I feel like it's mad to the public, you get me?
Yeah.
Thinking, how's he getting away with that? But it's this man's brother, fam, you get me? Couldn't be more of a brother, you get me?
Yeah. And obviously, he still manages you. But the first time I met, obviously, you've always had a couple of managers, but the first time I met PK, he was your manager, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He wasn't doing all this, like, entertainment stuff. He was on some bad networking like you as well, actually, to be honest. But he's still your manager to this day.
Yeah.
And it actually is a testament to who you are as a person, because he's taking that £1,000,000 and he's still around you.
PK. No, that won't be that.
No, me. Fuck it with you.
That was gone. I knew he was going to get me a sign, you know, that was gone.
So what do you think your biggest achievement in music has been so far for somebody so humble and blasé like yourself. Like, when have you ever done something before? You know what? That was serious. Like, your mum understood that. She could tell. Yeah. She could tell. She could tell your auntie Eunice in Ghana.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That kind of a.
Bro, do you know what it is? Yeah, it's like, I think it's moments. It's very different. Like, I wouldn't say like one particular song or something. It's just maybe how man's career is going at the time and whatnot. Like, but my mum, I could have been getting 10,000 views, bro. Like, my family and that will still send it to her. Like, did you see what he released? You get me? They'll think it's a madness, bro.
Yeah.
You get me? But it's like, I don't know, man. It's just bad stuff, bro. It's like, the numbers side of things, I haven't really preed it until, say, like, big up UK rap numbers as well. You see UK rap numbers, them, UKL, people like that, they make man really understand that like, man's level in this thing. Because they bring up some, like, stats that I didn't even know, bro. You get me? Like, the other day, man, I was seeing when man's done, like, 500 million streams and that. But I didn't actually know that, fam. You get me?
Yeah.
Until they were putting it up and I was saying, right, oh, when a song goes silver or gold or something, I see them like post it up and I'm saying, that's cold, you get me? But it's like, when it's stuff like that, when I see stuff like that, it's like, yeah, that's cold, man. Like, when I see what it's actually done, like 500 million streams, bro, like, that's mental, bro.
How many deals did you do? Or is most of your stuff independent?
Yeah, everything from 2019. I've been independent still.
So the second run was independent as well.
Yeah, so it's only
really like the robbery periods, the done talking periods that was all like.
Even then, I had a single deal with you all around the world.
Yeah.
That was the time and it's like. Basically, when I released Robbery, I wasn't signed. I signed after I won the Mobiles, innit?
Yeah.
And then I was with them for like a year or two. Then and after, I think I ended up working with. Another distribution company, and I'm just like that, but I all forgot who it was, but they actually rocked a man as well proper. I worked with them for like a year, and then after that, yeah, I was just independent until I met up with ADA, and then from 2019 to now, I've just been doing the independent thing with them. Like.
Yeah. Well, now you know the business more, and obviously the third run's going to be your biggest run, so...
Yeah.
Hopefully it's another 500 million, I like.
No, definitely, man. I can see, you know, that the sounds, man's more musically mature now.
Yeah.
You got me? So, like, even the album man's working on that. You know, like, I'm putting some different type of sounds on there. Like, because, you know, sometimes, yeah, the problem with man is, yeah, remember, I'll drop, like, a Valentine's song or Mixed Emotions or something, and then I'll go drop it on deck. So then my next release... I'm torn between the two, and you got the drill fans that angry, like, what the fuck is this shit you're doing, man? With this lovely, lovely shit you're singing and that. But you got the girls talking about, I keep this. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, man has to cater to bare different, like, you get what I'm saying? Like, it's mad. I got to cater to bare different fans and that, like. But man's working on it, you get me? You can't do everything for everyone, you get me? So man's trying to give as much out as possible.
Do you know what? I want to tell you about one of my favourite lyrics in UK music history ever. But I'm gonna paint you a picture of what I mean.
Yeah.
So, like, see Pound Sterling, yeah?
Yeah?
When we was younger.
Yeah.
He had a song, yeah? And obviously Pound Sterling was, like, the hustler, as he calls himself, which he is. And obviously he looked good in the videos. He had money in the videos. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyway... In the song, he goes, popping champagne like we're trying to murk the ceiling. Yeah? Popping champagne like we're trying to murk the ceiling. Yeah? I thought, yo, how did you say that? Like, how did you come up with that? Because it just blows my mind, didn't it? Like, because you can vision it.
Mm.
It's just so creative. It's just fly shit. I love it. That's like one of my favorite lyrics in UK music history. But another one of my favorite lyrics in UK music history is on Done Talking. Mm. When you say, birthday girl talking shit, told her shut up. How you got ops in the dance? Yeah. Like, you see when you said that, yeah, it's just like, it's so realistic.
Yeah.
basically. From where we're coming from and what we know, and
naturally,
like if you're from London,
you know,
you're like, I'll come to your birthday party.
Yeah.
You're onto me because I'm causing a scene. How you got ups in your dance? Yeah, this ain't your birthday party. This is our birthday party.
You get me? You
like, know, the ignorance is crazy.
I was just going to say that. Like, it's just, you know, like, trust me, man. It's progression,
bro. The ignorance is crazy, bro. Like, that's one of my favorite lyrics in UK music history ever. Nice. And I want to talk about how that song came about as well, because that's one of the biggest bangers, actually, to be honest. In UK music, that is a classic still to this day.
Definitely.
Like, how did that collaboration come about? Because you both are from two different ends.
Yeah, bro, he's from Custom Us.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's a natural thing. I know what like one, two people from over there, innit? You get me? One of my Ghanaian brethren's Ray. You get me? It's my dog. So obviously, yeah, Ray made the link. Ray was like, yo, one of man's peoples, he makes music and that whatnot. He's cold. At the time, Kojo's, he's putting in a shift as well, you get me? So then, yeah, one day, he just shouted, man, like, yeah, we got on, we got studio, GA and that. Then, yeah, I linked them somewhere in Hackney, or in East, yeah, somewhere like East around them sides and that. Then, yeah, bro, like, you know, I actually don't even remember actually recording the song. Like, I don't, it's so long ago, I don't actually remember, like, how the recording process went. I just remember they shouted, man, yeah, studio, I've pulled up, whatnot, done whatever, and then, like probably like a week after or something, yo, we gotta shoot this. And we just shot it. I linked up with them in their area and that whatnot, and then yeah, blood.
But you know what's so mad? Like, based on what we were speaking about before, because Kojo was bubbling at the time, he definitely had some heat in the streets.
Yeah.
But it wasn't fully on everyone's radar yet, if that makes sense. And it was one of those times where you've kind of worked with somebody who hasn't got the biggest name again, but you've just gone and made a banger. Like, you see, when I saw that video, it just all gelled. Like, it just all gelled. Like, when you watch that video, everything in that video makes sense. The outfits make sense.
Yeah.
The skanks make sense.
Yeah.
Like, it just all made sense. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's why it was so organic. That's still like one of the biggest bangers to this day.
I can't lie, all of man's biggest songs, man just made them. I've never made a song that's gone crazy, and it was like before this man said, yo, coming up to this week, we've got to put it into the system, and then you got to give it like a week to marinate and promote it and that. And then like all man's biggest songs, they just go, bro. If it's a good song, it's going to go, you get me? Obviously nowadays you got to do a bit more, seeing how where the music game is now, but all the biggest rhythms, bro, man, never really done nothing crazy, just dropped it, bro. It's just gone crazy, man.
Obviously, we was talking earlier, I think, like, when you first sat in the car, you spoke about having social anxiety, yeah?
Yeah.
And obviously, you're from Tottenham, one of the hardest places to grow up in London, actually, as a black man, yeah?
Yeah.
Very renowned for great things, but obviously, it is definitely a tough upbringing in Tottenham, especially when, you know, your parents are first generation.
Yeah.
Your parents are probably first generation,
yeah,
in the UK. What do you feel contributed to your personality in terms of what Tottenham made you?
I think it's just the area, man. Just the area in general. Growing up there, I wasn't just in the Broadwater Farm estate. I was all around Tottenham. You get me? Like, I grew up in Phillip Lane, innit? It's literally like one road from the estate. So I spent a good couple of years of my life there, like from like 1 to like 12, 13, whatnot. Then my mum's moved to Bruce Grove, and her man's there for a minute. But you know, like the whole area in general, bro, especially the estate, but the whole area. Like, I might go Westgate Road, then you got the Congolese and whatnot, the Ghanaians and Nigerians and that there. You go Stonebridge and N15, got all the Yardies and that there, whatnot. A couple of man's peoples are over there. Phillip Lane, it's just multicultural, you get me? So everywhere is going to be different. Everywhere's a different way you got to be in a certain place, you get me? So it was just me being around so many different people in Tottenham, like, I just feel like it just made man who man is, innit? Like, how man view certain things, whatnot. Like, it's just your surroundings, you get me? Because after a certain age, man's not in man's yard, innit? So, like, your mum's not really supervising what's going on, your family's not really preying what's going on, you're literally left for the curbs now. So it's, I feel like it's just man's surroundings.
And obviously, trying to take yourself out of it, because your subjective experiences are definitely yours, and however you feel about certain things are always going to be how you feel about certain things. But, you know, you're at a stage in your life now where you're growing, you're becoming older, you're going to have more responsibilities. You know, tests, for example, as you've mentioned it, you know when, you know, when you put your energy into the wrong things, you might get wrong results. When you get right things, you might get right results, that kind of vibe. Now that you've had the opportunity to be successful and you're at a stage that of career where you're at now, when you take yourself out of it objectively and you look at how segregated your area might be now compared to what it was when you were growing up, as you said, like, you didn't just grow up on one estate, you know what I'm trying to say? But nowadays, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm not from Tottenham, but I feel like it's more difficult to, like, just navigate through.
Yeah, you can't be navigating, so.
So how, as, like, someone who's growing and someone that people listen to, how do you feel about that type of situation?
Sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's like, it's the same story over and over. I've seen it everywhere. North, south, east, west. Man, my friends before, and then they're not no more. And then, obviously, like, depending on where you grew up, the situation's escalating, innit? But it's like, bro, it's sad, isn't it? It's not, like, I don't have to explain it, man. You know when, this thing hurts, man, still, you get me? But it's like, bro, man, it's like, It's running anyway, bro. You just gotta pray for the best. You get me? I feel more time for the younger generation than that. You get me? God, that Tottenham is more, yeah, it's more segregated than when it was back in the day. Back in the day, man, jumper man's pedal back, man's everywhere in Tottenham. As a young youth now, you can't really do that. You can't just be down in the end everywhere in Tottenham. So it's like, well, you just gotta pray for the best, bro, man.
Yeah, no, 100%. And you know, like, one of, obviously, I've been able to, like, me personally, I've been able to achieve a lot of things in my career, but the one thing that I'm left to, there's, I've got one bucket list thing that I want to do, and it's like, I want to be able to, like, squash a beef. You get me? Like, like that's, I'm not, no pressure, I'm not talking about you per se, but I'm saying, like, I actually want to squash, like, one music beef, like, a real one. Do you get what I'm trying to say? And, I've always had these thoughts of, like, doing this show in Wembley one day, like a specific type of show or whatever. Yeah. If you, do you think there is a day, for example, when it's, like, for the culture and for the country and we're doing all these things, do you think there's ever a day I could ever have your lot and a lot from another area amongst everyone else as well? Do you think that could be white flag day? Do you think that would work? Or am I kidding myself?
No,
if it was Wembley, cameras on, no, we're not what? Asking anyone to talk.
No, you see where man's not. I don't know, there's just certain individuals. Me personally, I ain't got beef with no one, you get me? Well, I don't know that. Depends on the people them that got their issues and that. If they feel like they can be in the same place, then yeah, like, me personally, I'm cool. I'm in the place with anyone. I don't mind still that. You get me? It's just, it's humans are humans, isn't it? If you don't like someone and you can't stand to be around them, then bro, it's, you get me? London as well, bro. Like, that's something you just not, it's best not to try and force that in there. You get me? Because not everyone's, like, mature-minded, you get me? Not everyone's going to think about it as maturely as someone else. And certain men have experienced certain things, you get me? So, boy. You never know, innit?
Yeah, I might park that for a little while. Obviously, one of the main things that sets you apart from any... You're actually... You know what's so mad? it's and I mean this with no disrespect, but it is something I've noticed, yeah. As in that you and Tion are the only two people that I saw do the Afro Swing era on a higher level and go to drill and do it on a higher level as well.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any other two people that have done that. But to make it particularly about you, you're one of the most diverse artists that we have. What type of music are you going to be making now moving forward?
You know what it is, yeah? It's the people that shape that stuff. But it's like, look, cool, I just dropped something with Clavish, you know? And that's gone cold, like, the people that was rating it. But I had a tune, it was not the same type of genre, it's a more calm vibe, more for the girls and that. But it's like, if I was to drop that now, they'll strangle me, bro. You get what I'm saying, bro? So I got a next drill thing to go for them, then the next one, and then I go cater to the other fans and that. But you know me, bro, I'm doing all types of music, bro.
Yeah.
All types of music, bro. Like, anything that's within my power that I can do, that's what I'm on. You get me?
Like, yeah.
I'm not really trying to stick to like a formula. I pre when I try to do them things, they don't really work for me. You know, like when I'm trying to overplan things and that. Man's thing is, bro, man's just dropping the music, you get me, bro? Whoever likes it. If you don't like this one, you might like the next one. You got me, son?
So we're definitely going on the third run this year, 2025. Yeah, we're going big.
Man's going crazy still. I can't lie, I'm going crazy, man. I just got bare sounds. You know, like I've been chilling for a while. So there's bare different sounds that I ain't released before. You got me? So that's what I'm trying to introduce as well. But yeah, man's going crazy, man. All of them.
And sometimes you sleep on a lot of bangers. I actually remember the first time you lot came to my office. The most sociable thing you did was play me some songs, yeah? And one of the songs you played me was Maybe You'll Come Closer, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember that rhythm there still.
And
that rhythm was called still.
And that ended up being a GRM single. And what's so funny about that song is it was actually PK rapping the first verse.
PK was in the verse. PK was in the verse. That verse is funny, you know. He played it on the stream the other day. That verse is hilarious,
yeah, bro. I took off PK and put Sneakbo on there. And then I put MO on there. That's like, actually, like, I'm not even just saying this because you're here, but like, that's like one of my favourite songs I've ever put together, so.
That's what I'm saying. It's just timing, man. You know, like, bro, man's been in this thing for time, bro. It's for long, bro. So, you know, like, man, just trust me, man's happy, man can still. But when I look at it, when you're looking at my whole camp, yeah, in 2015, bro, me and Heady was just normal street youths. You get me? The man's like, he's in the jail house, man's on the roads. These times he's rapping, he's come out, he's dropped something, you get me? We've all shot the vid. Nah, he's come out, dropped his verse. We're about to shoot the vid, the nigga's gone back to jail. You get me?
Oh, so you lot had a tune together in 2015?
Nah, he was rapping on his own team.
Okay.
Him and, I think it was him and Cash that had the rhythm. One of my other brothers, Cash, you get me?
Yeah.
They had the rhythm. But you know where H was in and out of jail, yeah? He's come out, patterned the rhythm. Within like a week or something, we've gone New Year's one day, you get me? New Year's day, it went left, you get me? My bro's got recalled, then we've shot the vid and whatnot. Even them time that I don't make music, you get me? But you know where we're shooting the vid and that, and I'm seeing this, and obviously the man has been rapping for time, you get me? So I'm starting to feel like, oh, I might make music, you know? You get me? Like, I'm seeing this thing's gold. So then, you know, like, fast forward when I'm looking at now, like, when me and bro touch out, it's mad. You know, like, people are looking at it like, yeah, this is, I like this unit, what you lot got going on.
Yeah, now you lot are looking like Ryu and Ken, bro.
You get me,
especially
bro.
In Ghana, like at the Polo Beach Club.
Come on, bro, you know what's going on.
In the white tees, big chains.
You get me, we're live, bro. Trust
DJ
me,
Booth.
You get me, bro. Nah, trust me, man. Like, man's like proper happy, bro, to see how far we've come from back then to now. You get me?
Who would you say is more of a local boy, though? Like, you and Heady, like, who's more in touch with the Ghanaian culture? Be real.
You know what it is, yeah? It's just mad in touch. You'd think, like, trust me, he's mad in touch. It's like, our thing's different. I speak Hausa, innit?
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I speak Hausa. My mum and that speak Chuya and Fanti and whatnot, like all the other languages.
Oh, but you're actually
Yeah, I speak Hausa.
Is that the tribe you're from?
No, my family's from Accra, innit?
So how are you speaking Hausa?
They speak Hausa and Ghana, bro. Yeah,
no,
bro.
No, no. So your tribe is in Hausa. You no. just speak Hausa.
No, no. Yeah, my tribe in Hausa. Man, just speak Hausa still.
But how did you learn Hausa as your first language if your first language is Tree? You're from Nima Market, all right?
Yeah, my mom. Do you know what it is? My mom speaks everything, bro. My mom speaks Ghana, Tree, Hausa, and there's a next one that they speak as well.
Ghana?
Yeah.
Ewe?
No, no, she speaks Ghana. I think it is Ewe. She speaks some mad, like, there's mad Ghana languages that I didn't know existed until my mom was speaking them, you get me?
Yeah.
But growing up, like, my family, they speak Hausa.
Okay.
You get me? Like, in the household, and like, you got my aunties and that all speak Tree and that whatnot, but, like, in my household, my mum taught me in the household. It's just, she just used to speak it to man growing up, you get me?
Okay.
But the man just picked up on it and that. So it's like, I understand Tree, I can't fully speak it, you get me? But I understand Hausa and that more.
You know, Hausas are like the proper rude boys in Ghana. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So, it's very rare that you meet someone who's not from that tribe that speaks that language in England as their first language.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy. So what's your favourite Ghanaian meal?
I think TZ, you know.
What? Face the Wall? That's what it's called? Toes Afi?
Toes Afi, yeah. Even that's a Hausa thing as well, you know. The name of that. You get me?
Yeah.
You see that thing is a madness.
That's class, bro. You can't do that enough to eat that.
Yeah, you see, you move to that. You're moved to. You got to sleep.
Bro, swear down you're going that crazy.
Yeah, man's, yeah, trust me, man.
I think I've eaten that like once in my life, bro.
Yeah, bro, like it's I've been moving to that from a kid, bro.
Yo.
That's what I'm saying. You can't build a farm, you get that on the front line.
With soup and that.
Everything, bro. Everything.
Yeah, you're not playing no games.
You got me.
And said TZ.
Trust me, man, it's a serious meals, bro.
And what are you saying? Did you start going Ghana more once you'd been successful? Or was you going more at a younger age?
No, I only went once when I was a kid.
Okay, 12. Okay. And so now you're getting in HD.
You get me? High definition, so like, you know, like full pattern.
When I go there,
it's just beautiful, man. You get me? You know where man can actually speak man's language as well. You get me? So when man's over there, like, they all get confused when they hear me speaking it. They're like, bro, what, you can read it? I'm saying, yeah, fam. Like,
no, because most people in Ghana can't even speak that one.
Yeah, they of them can't speak it, you get me?
So, that's like advanced, super advanced, yeah, you feel me?
You get me? So it's like, it's mad. When I'm there, I'm just like, I'm at home, innit?
Yeah.
I just can't stay for too long. The heat starts to fuck me up, bro. You get me, bro? But
yeah.
When I'm there, trust me, bro. I'm enjoying myself. I'm not even thinking about nothing. You get me?
Yeah, no, we've been on the same plane coming back
once. You get me, bro?
Yeah, that was a serious one.
Trust me, Ghana's live, man. I've done 1-2 shows out there and that whatnot. Even the way the people them receive, man, and that, like, it's a mad story.
Hey, you see on that song when you're like, Enyemida? What do you say?
No, Enyemida.
What does that mean?
It means like, do you like it, basically?
Oh, Enyewode.
Enyewode.
Enyewode,
yeah. Enyewode. Yeah, bro. You get me? I used to try to incorporate the tree. Done talking to him, like, Shannon Pablo, then man there, bro. You get me?
What does that mean?
Shannon Pablo, it means like...
Oh, so what? Look at the
shoes
that these man them are wearing.
Yeah.
Shannon Pablo, then man there, bro.
Yeah, the man.
Baby, boy, ain't no joke, I'm wrong.
Corporate certain thing. That's why even, you know what it is as well, recently man's new videos and that, I've been putting the lyrics there and that. Because certain times I've seen people think I said something mad, and the bar sounds sick, but that's not even what I said. It's close to it, you get me?
Yeah.
But they still running.
Wait, let's go with the translation. So, Enyewode.
Yeah, Enyewode. That means like,
do you like it? That was that was on a song called Pon Me.
Yeah.
Done talking, you said, Shannon Pabwa, them boy, them broke.
Yeah.
Baby girl ain't no joke. You're saying, look at these man, them shoes, bro.
Yeah, bro.
When else have you done it? One more. That's crazy.
I can't remember. You know me, bro. There's bad songs in them.
You know, this whole time I don't even know that's what you're doing.
Yeah, because
you say it bare smooth. Like you made it sound too sweet.
Because
when you're in Ghana, if you're saying Shenopabwa, you're like,
you're being
a bit more aggressive.
Yeah, you get me?
You're like, Shenopabwa.
You get what I'm saying, bro? Yeah, fam.
Fuck with it, I'm with you.
I was definitely trying to incorporate the, like, Ghana, you know, like me going there recently as well, man's actually listening to what they listen to. so I can put that in the music and that as well, you get me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to get down that Kojo and Twi.
Yeah, man.
How about them boy?
Them old school Euphoria Ponsa and them.
Yeah,
man,
yeah,
there,
yeah. Philomena Pitenga.
You get me? That one? Chelsea,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Like the old Chelsea, man, is fully, like, yeah, the grounded thing's mad in. Still. It's fully, fully plugged in. My mum used to go crazy in the crib, bro.
Yeah,
that's what man grew up. Hearing, you get me, like,
no, 100
the bare afro, even the Nigerians and that, like, bare their music, the Jamaicans, you get me, they're just hearing bare different types of genres and that, like, it's mad.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.